Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And as we promised, we are back with part two of our spotlight on Nathan Lane.
This evening we'll be bringing you 13 examples of the performances of Nathan Lane as a musical comedy star, but I did want to mention two of his less musical Broadway achievements. And just before the pandemic hit, Nathan Lane was the star of an unusual attraction called Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus. And from what I read and saw about that production, it was truly odd. And then there is the production of Angels in America, which started at the National Theater in Britain in 2017. And that has become available for streaming. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to nationaltheatre.org.uk to find out if it's one of their freebies or it's one of the ones for which they charge what they call admission. But tonight we're starting with two songs from The Producers, and that's where we ended, with part one of Nathan Lane. The Producers was a big hit on Broadway, and it was an equally successful motion picture. And we're going there for these two selections, the soundtrack to the film version, which came out in 2005. The first song we're going to hear create a little bit of controversy. The song is called Along Came Bialy, and here are Nathan Lane and the company from the soundtrack of The Producers.
The time has come to be a lover from the Argentine, to slick my hair down with brilliant time and goggle heavily with Lister.
Wow!
It's time for Max to put his backers on their backs and thrill them with amazing acts. Those aging nymphomaniacs. They were helpless. They were hopeless. Then along came Bialy. They were joyless. They were boyless. Then along came Bialy. They're my angels. I'm their devil. And I keep those embers aglow. When I woos them, I can't lose them, cause I cast my spell and they start yelling fire down below. So romantic, they were frantic, then their prayers were heard up above. Heaven sent them their Bialy. I'm the celebration of
it's Max Bialystock.
Fire down below.
Brindisi, he was singing.
to do is put on the biggest flop in history!
That's great!
You heard Nathan Lane and the company from the soundtrack of The Producers bring you Along Came Bialy. And I think I should have mentioned when I spoke about the National Theater production of Angels in America that that production came to Broadway in 2018 and Nathan Lane won a Tony Award for his performance as Roy Cohen.
Well, we have another song, as Ted mentioned, from the producer's soundtrack, and this is Bialy's mad scene, I guess you could say. This is truly of operatic craziness quality. It's called Betrayed.
Just like Cain and Abel, you pulled a sneak attack. I thought that we were brothers, then you stabbed me in the back. Betrayed. Oh boy, I'm so betrayed. Like Samson and Delilah, your love began to fade. I'm crying in the hooscow, you're in Rio getting laid. Betrayed. Let's face it, I'm betrayed. Boy, have I been taken. Boy, I'm so forsaken. I should have seen what came to pass. I should have known to watch my ass. I feel like Othello. Everything is lost. Leo is Iago. Max is double-crossed. I'm so dismayed. Did I mention I'm betrayed? Now I'm about to go to jail. There's no one who will pay my bail. I have no one who I can cry to. No one I can say goodbye to. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. I'm drowning here. I'm going down for the last time. I see my own life flashing before my eyes. I see a weathered old farmhouse with a white picket fence. I'm running through fields of alfalfa with my collie, Rex. No, Rex, not on the alfalfa. And I see my mother. I see Mama standing on the back porch in a worn but clean gingham gown. And I hear my mama calling out to me.
Alvin, don't forget your chores. The wood needs a cordon and the cows need a milking. Alvin, Alvin.
Wait a minute. My name's not Alvin. That's not my life. Somebody else's life is flashing before my eyes. I'm not a hillbilly. I grew up in the Bronx.
Leo's taken everything. Even my past.
My past's a dying ember. But wait, now I remember.
How did it begin? He walked into my office with his cockamamie scheme. You can make more money with a flop than with a hit. We can do it. We can do it. I can't do it. We can do it. I can't do it. Goodbye, Max. Lord, I want that money! I'm back, Max! Come on, Leo, we can do it. Step one, find the play. See it, smell it, touch it, kiss it. Hello, Mr. Liebken. Guten Tag, hop, hop, guten Tag, hop, hop. Adolf Elizabeth Hitler? Guten Tag, hop, hop, guten Tag, hop, hop. Step two, hire the director. Keep it gay, keep it gay. Keep it two, three, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn. Oola, ooh-wah-wee, wah 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 wah. Step three, raise the money. Along came the alley. Step four, hire all the actors. A wandering minstrel, hire a thing of shreds. And next, the little wooden boy. Next, that's our Hitler. Opening night. Good luck, good luck, good luck. Break a leg. I broke my leg. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. A surprise smash. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. It'll run for years. Where did we go right? Where did we go right? Give me those books, fat, fat, fatty. Give me those books, fat, fat, fatty. Books, fat, books, fat, books, fat, books, fat. Lousy fruit. Kill the actors. You ever eat with one? Then you ran to Rio and you're safely out of reach. I'm behind these bars. You're banging ooh la la.
just like Julius Caesar. Once betrayed by Brutus, who'd think an accountant would turn out to be my Judas? I'm so dismayed. Is this how I'm repaid? To be betrayed. Betrayed!
Our final song from the soundtrack to The Producers featured Nathan Lane performing Betrayed.
When we did our programs on Brian Stokes Mitchell previous to this one, we included songs from a concert recording of The Frogs. Well, The Frogs by Stephen Sondheim came to the Lincoln Center in a fully staged production in 2004, and Sondheim wrote some additional songs, and Nathan Lane rewrote the book. From that Lincoln Center recording, we're going to be hearing a song called Shaw, in which the main character decides to bring George Bernard Shaw back to the world. And we have Nathan Lane, Daniel Davis, and the company to bring it to you.
I knew that I could do it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew they'd all poo-poo it, and indeed they did. I knew if I stuck to it, I'd somehow get through it. At times I thought, oh, screw it, but proceed I did. And oh, you kid, I just met Shaw. I got to meet Shaw. There isn't any doubt the man's without a single flaw. I talked to Shaw. I said to him, Shaw, the world is in a crisis. He said, listen, Dionysus, what you need is Shaw. I'll go with you, says Shaw. I happen to be free, and who could be a bigger draw? That instant generosity, that Shaw. The verbal virtuosity, that Shaw. The fearless animosity, that mind with such velocity. All right, there's the pomposity, but that's just Shaw. And maybe some verbosity, but still you'll be in awe. And here comes Shaw!
Dionysus, your arrival is most fortuitous. My fellow playwrights, I fear, have lost the art of conversation, but not, unfortunately, the power of speech.
He has no use for piety or notions of propriety. He'll show us our society in ways we never saw.
I'm sick to death of the underworld. It is like sitting for all eternity at the first act of a fashionable play before the complications begin.
The world will soon be dancing the Shaw.
How do you dance the Shaw?
Tell him.
First you think, then you comment.
I don't understand.
Then you think, then you discuss.
Oh,
then
he was just an amateur.
Then you read, then you make a quip.
All great truths begin as blasphemies.
That's how you dance the Shaw.
Isn't he amazing? Isn't he adorable? Couldn't you die? Well, you already have. Still,
words can dance, thoughts can dance, syllables can samba, sentences can waltz around in your mind. Epigrams can leap and round simply from the way they sound.
Patriotism is the conviction that this country is superior to all other countries because you were born in it.
Even when he's not profound, he's so refined.
Democracy substitutes election by the incompetent many for appointment by the corrupt few.
Shaw will show the way.
Shaw's for today. Take him off the shelf.
Everything he writes dazzles and delights. He told me so himself.
When a man knows nothing and thinks he knows everything, that points clearly to a political career.
Couldn't you just put them on toast points and eat them for lunch? I'll show them Shaw.
First you think,
I want to share Shaw.
Then you reason,
I'm sure of Shaw.
Then you think, then you digress.
The worst sin toward our fellow creatures is not to hate them, but to be indifferent to them. That is the essence of inhumanity. Next!
Thank you.
humanity, humanity. Who cares about the vanity? His work is just so literate, it leads you all a twitter. It's got gravity and levity, that's why it's got longevity.
A little short of brevity, is that against the law?
He's still be sure, he's bringing back Shaw. The web will have a warranty, a warranty. Shaw.
From the Lincoln Center recording of The Frogs, you heard Nathan Lane, Daniel Davis, and the company with Shaw.
We'll turn to another one of the Tony Award-winning performances of Nathan Lane, this time as Pseudolus in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, the revival from 1996. Here he is with Jim Stanek, who played Hero, to sing about his wishes to not be a slave any longer. The song is Free.
Pseudolus.
Yes, master?
Get me that girl.
And if I can?
You are free.
I am what?
Free.
Free. Oh, what a word. Oh, what a word. Say it again.
Free.
I've often thought, I've often dreamed how it would be, and yet I never thought I'd be once more
free.
But when you come to think of such things, a man should have the rights that all others. Can you imagine what it will be like when I am? Can you see me? Can you see me as a Roman with my head unbowed? Sing it good and loud.
Free!
Like a Roman having rights and like a Roman proud. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a voter fighting graft and vice?
Sing it soft and nice.
Free! Why, I'll be so conscientious that I may vote twice. Can you see me? Can you see me? When I'm free to be whatever I want to be. Think what wonders I'll accomplish then. When the master that I serve is me and just me. Can you see me being equal with my countrymen? Can you see me being Pseudolus the citizen? Can you see me being give it to me once again?
Free!
That's it!
Free!
Yes!
Free.
No, not so fast, I didn't think. The way I am, I have a roof, 3 meals a day, and I don't have to pay a thing. I'm just a slave and everything's free. If I were free, then nothing would be free. And if I'm beaten now and then, what does it matter?
Free.
Can you see me? Can you see me as a poet writing poetry? All my verse will be
free.
A museum will have me pickled for posterity. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a lover, one of great renown, women falling down?
Free?
No, but I'll buy the house of Lycus for my house in town. Can you see me? Can't you see me? Be you anything from king to baker of cakes. You're a vegetable unless you're free. It's a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. It's the necessary essence of democracy. It's the thing that every slave should have the right to be. And I soon will have the right to buy a slave for me. Can you see him? Well, I'll free him. When a Pseudolus can move, the universe shakes. But I'll never move until I'm free. Such a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. I'll be Pseudolus, the founder of a family. I'll be Pseudolus, the pillar of society. I'll be Pseudolus, the man, if I can only be
free.
Sing it!
Free!
Spell it!
F-R-double-E!
No, the long way!
F-R-E-E!
Free!
Our first song from the 1996 revival of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum was Free, and joining Nathan Lane was Jim Stanek.
Stephen Sondheim was smart enough to write encore verses for our next song, which is a very catchy tune. The song is called Everybody Ought to Have a Maid, and Nathan Lane will be joined by Mark Lynn Baker, Ernie Sabella, and Louis J. Stadlin.
Maids like me are neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have a
everybody ought to have a meal.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently a congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have them,
everybody ought to have them.
Someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, buttering all around the house. Oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a
someone maid. Who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, puttering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl, who's quieter than a mouse.
Oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful living in?
Giving out.
Oh,
everybody ought to have a maid. Daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings,
beguiling in her blouse.
Clattering through the attic,
shattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
clattering in the bedroom,
puttering all around the house.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable,
and quieter than a mouse.
Oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending a gown. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up,
leaning down.
Oh,
everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room, jiggling in the living room, giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other room,
sputtering all around the house.
Nathan Lane, Mark Lynn Baker, Ernie Sabella, and Louis J. Stadlin brought you Everybody Ought to Have a Maid from the 1996 revival of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Our final song from Forum is the one in which Pseudolitz tries to convince Hysterium to pretend to be the dead bride so that, it just gets too complicated. It's a fun song. It's the reprise of Lovely. And joining Nathan Lane is Mark Lynn Baker.
Come out here. Come on out.
You didn't tell me I'd have to be a girl.
A dead girl. The captain will see you go on his way, and all will be well.
He'll never believe I'm a girl. Look at me. Just look at me.
I can't take my eyes off you. You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you?
Nope.
Come back. Perfect. Sweet and warm and winsome. Radiant as in some dream come true. Now
seem tame. Helen and her thousand ships will have to die of shame. You're so lovely, literally lovely, that the world will never seem the same.
Now, lie there, close your eyes, and think dead thoughts.
Good.
I'm lovely, absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of me? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true.
Oh, shouldn't I have some jewelry?
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Here, take the old man's ring.
Flowers.
What?
I should have flowers.
Flowers? Flowers.
I'm so lovely.
Frighteningly lovely.
That the world will never seem the same.
You're so lovely.
That the world will never seem the same.
Our final song from Forum was The Reprise of Lovely, featuring Nathan Lane and Marklyn Baker.
Robin Williams and Nathan Lane starred in the remake of a French film called La Cage aux Folles, directed by Mike Nichols. And in The Birdcage, Nathan Lane played a drag queen who started to sing a song, and then that song was pushed into the background. But on the soundtrack from the film, you have the full song. The sound isn't wonderful, but the song is. It's by Stephen Sondheim, and it's called Could That Boy Foxtrot.
Oh, you know I hate to brag, but I know this grocery clerk, unprepossessing. Some think the boy's a jerk. They have my blessing. But when he starts to move, he aims to please, which only goes to prove that sometimes in a clerk you find a Hercules. He hasn't much that's plus. You might describe him thus. A false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler and with littler charm. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? His mouth is mean, he's not too clean. What makes him look reptilian is the brilliantine. But oh, whoa, 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 can that boy foxtrot? Who knows what I saw in him? I took a chance, oh yes. One more flaw in him, he can't dance. As dumbbells go, he's rather slow. And as for being saintly, even faintly, no. But who needs Albert Schweitzer when the lights are low? And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot. Right now, as I speak of him, I hear those drums and oh, the technique of him, he's all thumbs. His jokes are quaint and fairly faint. He may be full of hokum, but I've no complaint. He often is the bore, but on the floor he ain't. And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot? Woo!
From the soundtrack of The Birdcage, you heard Nathan Lane sing Could That Boy Foxtrot.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a spotlight on Nathan Lane Part 2 on The Dress Circle. Well, we're going to go to one of the Encore's musicals next, and they're musicals that are done in concert, and that's where Chicago restarted its domination of Broadway, really, now. This musical is written by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green, and it was called Do Re Mi, and was a vehicle for Phil Silvers and Nancy Walker. Nathan Lane was paired with Randy Graff in this Encore's revival. The first song we're going to be listening to is where Randy Graff, the long-suffering spouse of the lead, is telling him to do something with his life in the form of take a job.
If I could just think of an angle.
Hubie, what hit you so special tonight?
When I see a punk like Wheeler, there's just one thing I see. If he... Why not me?
Take a job, for heaven's sake, with my papa in his business. Please, Hubie. In his super cleaning pressing business, you could make your way. Be the boss someday. Listen, Hubie, all a woman wants is that a man should have a job.
A job. Please turn off the Victrola.
Stores in Brooklyn and in Queens, it's a very healthy business. Please, Hubie. Opportunity's been knocking, but it's 10 years by the clock. How long can it knock? Listen, Hubie, all a woman wants is that a man is not a slob.
A slob? Please turn off the Victrola. A woman should egg her man on to bigger things, better things. You wouldn't like me, Kay. Punching time every day. I'd lose my personality and my dash. I should be a biggie with a load of cash. 'Cause I'm a dreamer, a schemer.
Job, for heaven's sake, with my papa in his business. Please, Hubie. Dreamer, schemer, schmamer, look around you, find out what's the score. We're not kids no more. Listen, Hubie, be secure, be safe, be sure, and settle for a job.
All I need is an angle, and some timing.
Take a job,
timing.
Please, Hubie.
All I need is an angle. It's the timing and the angles that count.
Take a job, for heaven's sake. Take a job, please, Hubie.
I couldn't even get a table for my woman.
It's respectable, Hubie.
Take a job, for heaven's sake. Why should I take a job?
Don't
like
be a slob.
I've got style,
please,
I've got
take a
class.
Job. And forget
all
about
I need is an
deals
angle,
and
an
angles.
Angle. Yes, all I need is an angle.
Pressing and
one
please.
Thing I can't get through my
take
brain.
Take a job.
If he,
take a job, you be.
Why not me? 'Cause
don't
I'm
be
a dreamer, a schemer. An angle.
Take a job, for heaven's sake.
Timing.
Take a job, for heaven's sake.
All I need's an angle.
Oh, really?
Oh, thanks
oh, yeah.
Very
is
much for
need?
All the
sure,
peace
sure,
and quiet.
Go
I'll
ahead.
Dress out
just
the hall from now on.
To. Oh,
do
sure.
me a favor. Give your father a
you.
Message
That's
from me. Tell him
here.
Cleaning
some
and pressing.
Great advice.
For him?
He could teach
not
you a thing or two, Mr. Big
Call
Shot.
Call him up and say, hello, Daddy.
Yuppie
says, please.
Turn the Victrola off!
From the 1999 revival of Do Re Mi from City Center Encores, you heard Nathan Lane and Randy Graff with Take a Job.
I saw the original production of Do Re Mi in early 1961, and I thought, even though Phil Silvers can't sing very well, he and Nancy Walker gave two of the best performances I would ever see on Broadway, and I have been right. Since Phil Silvers couldn't sing very well, he was given some sort of musical dramatical monologues to do. And here is Nathan Lane with the first one in the show. It's called The Late Late Show from Do Re Mi.
Mr. Wheeler?
Sir?
Oh, don't get up. I know you're interested in Tilda Mullen. Well, I need a little advice. I'm her manager, and they've been fighting to get her on TV. Trouble is, I don't know much about TV. I only get home in time to catch the Late Late Show once in a while. You ever see it? Isn't it great? Ain't they something, those old-time pictures? And that dialogue that goes, "All right, punk, lay off our property. Don't try to muscle in here. We're gonna drill you so full of holes, you'll make a Swiss cheese look like salad rock. Keep up the grass, sonny boy. You understand? Be nice, or else I'm gonna have to make you a lead necklace. And that's what you see when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show. Don't you wish you were there instead of here, snuggled in an armchair with a bottle of beer on your TV when you're sitting at home watching that Late Late Show, with those thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars? Come on, you wish you were home right now, I know, watching that Late, but watching the great Late Late Show. But you know what I like best? That dialogue. When they say things like, "All right, Buster, I'm talking to you nice, see? So you better listen. Knock it off, or I'm gonna tear you every which way but loose. And remember, Barrymore, acting Hammy, Charlton, singing Mammy, sparkling Nelson Eddy, Charles Boyer, kissing Hedy, Eddie Cantor, hands a-clapping, Ruby, Keeler tapping, Cagney, belting Bogey, Edward G, yeah, yeah, what a stogie. Oh, I love that Edward G. He's so little, but when he grabs you and says, "Nobody tells us what to do, yeah, I'm gonna flatten you out with a steamroller, yeah, and slip you onto somebody's door, yeah, and remember, Helen Kane, boop-boop-a-doop-a, little Jackie Cooper, Fred Astaire and Rogers, C. Aubrey Smith and those other cultures, James Durante, good old Nosey, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, Mae West, come up and see me, and Chevalier with his Mimi, Mimi." But the ones I love best are the gangsters, when they grab you and say things like, "All right, weasel, this is the end of the line. Nobody muscles in on us, see? My boys and me, we invented the word muscle. You know what you are, sonny boy? You're a grape, and we're the heel, and we're gonna squash ya." That's what you see when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show, with those thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars. Won't you go home, John Wheeler? Won't you go home? Won't you go home, John Wheeler? Won't you go home and watch the Late Late Show? I told him, fatso, watch the Late Late Show. He got the message. Watch that Late Late Show. And I mean it.
From the 1999 City Center Encores cast of Do Re Mi, you heard Nathan Lane sing The Late Late Show. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Now more than ever, public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
We have one more song from Do Re Mi, and it's the 11 o'clock song for Hubie, when he finally realizes he's on the wrong track, even though everybody's been telling him he's been on the wrong track. The song is entitled All of My Life.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope,
singing the wrong song all of my life. All of my life I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong things, making the wrong bets. All of my life I thought there was nothing to life but wait for that lucky hunch. Just land that lucky punch. Wham! You too can be the champ. Yesterday you batted zero, hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing to life but wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been seeing the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong ties, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life. All of my life I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life. All of my life. All of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on. It's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Meet a loser. Be different. Shake hands with a loser. Come on. I don't mind. I like losing. I must like it. I keep doing it. The day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion, and I made it. Funny? Funny? Want to hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Kay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? Ah, what kids? I got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you hysterical like this for hours. Hold it, pal. That check's on me. This is UB Cram. I reach. Eddie, come on. Lend me 20 bucks. I'll pay you back in no time. What? Take a job. What job? Oh, this job right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job way up there, the shortcut, the one I can't reach. Step aside, they can't see me. Here I am, folks, the loser. No magic, no hocus pocus, nothing up my sleeve, but absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for your one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Yeah, you too can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Meet the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for your one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life. All of my life. I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life. All of my life.
Our final song from City Center Encore's Do Re Mi was All of My Life, and that was Nathan Lane as Hubie.
Our final Nathan Lane musical of today is the 2010 Broadway cast recording of The Addams Family, and this show was written by Andrew Lippa. We're going to hear Nathan Lane and the male chorus serenade Morticia.
Morticia mia! Morticia, Morticia, the name alone is gold. It speaks of death and labor, breath, not fears of growing old. If I could stop the clock right now to make a simple wish, the only wish that I would wish is dish, dish, dish. The wind that makes a window creak, the mist inside the word mystique. Morticia, the fluttering wings of bats in flight, those creepy crawly things at night. Morticia, the moment she is focused on you makes you feel alive, and after she is through you hope you only just survive, not unlike being stung by every bee inside the hive. Morticia, the scream she saves for only you, the misery she puts you through. Morticia,
Morticia,
the chill she brings to every room, the lethal stench of French perfume. Morticia,
Morticia,
she meets your gaze and promises to send you to the sky, when all the while behind that smile she's wondering how you'll die. That's why it's so delicious to be dominated by Morticia. Not today, that's what I heard her say. What's happening to my wife?
What's happening to your wife?
Not today, that's really not okay. She must be feeling blue. I don't know what to do, except perhaps it's true. I must, I can't, I will. You think I shall, I'll end my life. Morticia. No! Morticia.
Morticia.
She's every dream and every nightmare permanently bound. So when I'm dead asleep, that's when I feel it most profound. But tell me you'll come round before I'm 6 feet underground. Morticia.
Morticia.
And seek that unexpected green technique, Morticia.
Morticia!
A blackened heart, a darker soul, imprisonment with no parole.
Morticia!
If I love you and you love me, then lose this fresh facade. My ingenue, I'll help you to avoid the firing squad. And life will be for us, you'll see, interminably hard. There's not a moment I could wish that would exclude my darling fish.
We'll continue with a song from the Addams Family, and in this one, he's torn between being happy that Wednesday has found somebody to love, but sad because his daughter is growing up. Here's Nathan Lane to perform Happy Sad.
Right and wrong, who's to say which we should refuse? All we know, love survives either way we choose. Here you are at the edge, go ahead and fall. Don't resist, I insist, love still conquers all. It even conquered you, my little Attila. You're growing up.
And you're cool with that?
Yes.
and no, I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling sad, a little childish, a little dad. I think of all the days you've known, all the ways you've grown. See you on your own, and then I'm feeling happy and sad again. I think I'm rested, but then I'm tired. Today requested, tomorrow fired. And now a boy says he adores she who once was yours. How can I ignore such news? I'm sad and happy, why should I choose? Life is full of contradictions, every inch a mile. At the moment we start weeping, that's when we should smile. In every heaven you'll find some hell, and there's a welcome in each farewell. Life can be harsh, the future strict, who would dare predict? And the boy you've picked, not bad. So let's be happy, forever happy, completely happy. And a tiny bit
sad. Toward the end of the Andrew Lippa score for The Addams Family, we have a duet between Morticia and Gomez. After this duet, they do their much-heralded Tango de Amor. The song for B.B. Neuwirth and Nathan Lane is Live Before We Die.
Let's live before we die. Let's laugh before we cry. Let's hold each other tight and dance. Let's try before we fail. Let's fly before we bail. Let's keep things black and white and dance. The world we see can only be our friend if you and me keep dancing till the end. Can't we see eye to eye and oversimplify? Let's live before we die and dance.
You think you're pretty charming, don't you?
You used to.
Oh, that was yesterday. What about tomorrow?
My darling, don't let's ask for the stars when we have this big, love-struck moon.
I've never been inclined to leave the past behind.
Let's stay right where we are and dance.
If like a castanet, we'll click with no regret.
Let's find the evening star and dance.
The place
we're in can never be what was
till we
begin to do what dance
dancing does.
Don't leave me high and dry. But can't you see that I say, leave before we die?
Has anyone ever told you, you move like a corpse?
Thank you. I studied with Lurch. If time is ticking by, then maybe we should try to face it as a pair and dance.
Alone
we're lost, we're drifting out to sea.
But side by side,
we're gloomy as can be. As gloomy as can be. If you can take my hand, then surely we can stand to live before we die.
And dance.
From the 2010 original cast recording of The Addams Family, you heard B.B. Neuwirth and Nathan Lane with Live Before We Die.
We hope you've enjoyed these two looks at Nathan Lane's career so far, and we're hoping that he'll be around for quite some time to come, and that you'll join us next week, because guess what? We're entering March already. Yes, this year too is flying by quicker than anyone had anticipated. We hope you're happy, we hope you're well, we hope you're getting your vaccinations, and we hope that you will be with us next week as we look at some of the shows that opened on and off Broadway in the month of March, one of our monthly features that we're happy to bring to you. So until next week, when we look at those shows of March, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, original service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.
Brings a tear to the eye, the world